You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today. This is a special monthly broadcast that we do honoring the Catholic schools of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We've got a cast of thousands as usual. But before we start, we're going to play a little music. Started playing that music, folks, and two people in the studio immediately stood up and started marching. Now, this is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sackowitz. This is Catholic Schools Today. Good morning, Father Greg.
Good morning, Tom. That is something I wrote a couple of years ago. Hope you liked it.
Your ego was surpassed only by your intelligence. Yes. Anyway.
Good morning to you, Tom.
We've got a wonderful show here this morning. We are talking with graduates of several Archdiocesan Catholic schools. We get a little glimpse of where the future may be leading the world. Now, I thought I'd lay that on these kids right away and really do it. If you have some questions for the future, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. So here on Catholic Schools Today Hour, we're going to start with some I'm calling you kids and young people, and
you're young adults.
You're high school graduates, and you've earned the right to be in the world, so you'll have to figure out what I'm going to call you here. But St. Viator High School for Young Men and Women, that's a good one. Arlington Heights. Kristen Cortese, a recipient of the Vicariate One Youth Leadership Award and a whole bunch of other stuff. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kristen.
And Daniel Zundel.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Recipient of the Christus Fidei Award in recognition for service to your parish.
Mm-hmm. Over at St. Emily's, that is, I think, what, Mount Prospect?
Mount Prospect, yes.
Very good.
Well, welcome, Daniel.
And
nice to be
joining
here.
Another Daniel is Daniel Leiden, the associate principal at St. Viator.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, what did you bring? You've got some stuff in front of you, Daniel Leiden. What do you got there?
Well, this is our
hold it up to the microphone so
propaganda.
People can see it.
That's right, exactly. A little higher than
always
Dan.
A lion. And it's a magazine format with all the okay. pertinent information
well,
about St. Viator.
I thought I recognized some people there. Are there people here?
That's Kristen Cortese right there.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
and Dan
good.
Zundel.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting because for many, many years, even before I became editor of the Catholic New World, we did every spring a salute to valedictorians issue in which we talked to the people at all of the Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese, and we asked for the valedictorians, and we profiled them. But a couple of years ago, we realized that a lot of schools, and Daniel Leiden, boy, I got too many Daniels here.
A lot of Dans here.
Dan Leiden, you might want to jump in on this. We realize that a lot of schools don't do valedictorians anymore exactly. Now, are you guys valedictorians? Do we have valedictorians here?
No, but we do have a valedictorian and a salutatorian.
Okay,
some years we've had more than one valedictorian because they all have the same grade point average.
Well, now what I find interesting about Daniel and Kristen, beside being wonderful and very bright, intelligent young people, high grade point average, but you are deeply rooted in your faith as Catholic Christians and have been, you know, heavily involved in your parish. I mean, to receive the Christi Fidelis Award and, you know, the service you've both done. I guess maybe my question is for either Kristen or Daniel is, what prompted you to get so involved in the faith community? Daniel?
Well,
over at St. Emily's.
Over at St. Emily. Well, I have to say that just you know, it's after you graduate eighth grade, you're looking for something to get involved in. And so you're used to going, you know, whether it would be, you know, going with your family every Sunday to church. And it was just something I look forward to get involved in because it's very important to have a faith life. So I think that I was looking for something to get involved in. St. Vider definitely presented that to me in campus ministry. So
really for you was a connection between St. Vider's and your parish, St. Emily's. And I noticed for you, Kristen, you received the Vicariate One Award for youth leadership. So that means you're connected with your parish, which happens to be what?
Oh, my parish is Our Lady of the Wayside.
In Arlington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the thing is, what has been your involvement over there?
Well, right after you graduate eighth grade, like Dan's saying, they try and recruit you for youth ministry. So I got involved, and I was involved for a while, freshman and sophomore year. And then after that, I kind of moved on and took it to St. Vider and got involved in campus ministry there. So that's where I received the Vicariate One Youth Leadership Award.
With your connection through St. Vider's.
Through St. Vider, yeah.
But again, very heavily involved in your parish back mm-hmm. in Arlington Heights.
Well, you know, Dan Lydon, we're talking here. Obviously, this is a show for the Archdiocese of mm-hmm. Chicago, and we're, you know, it's Catholic schools today. How does the school view working with kids in terms of encouraging their faith?
Well, that's really the charism of the Viatorian community that sponsors our school, is that their mission is to build faith communities. And to celebrate that and to deepen it. And also with a strong emphasis on the Eucharist and in parish involvement.
Well, Dan, you are actually one of those products, having graduated yourself from St. Vider's class of 1973. So it was rooted in you from an early age. Now you're passing on to the next generation.
Right, right.
Yeah, but now, let's see, Kristen, you're going to be going to University of
Illinois.
Of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Mm-hmm. Or is it Champaign-Urbana?
It's either one, I think.
I think Daniel's off to Loyola University.
They changed it. Yes. I had a couple of kids go down there. And you're going to go to Loyola.
Yes.
Now, one's a Catholic university and one isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You going to stay active down there, Kristen?
I'm going to try. I'm going to see what different things I can get involved in. There's a lot of stuff down there. So,
I would suggest the Newman House. It's
That's a great opportunity, Kristen, to get involved through the Newman Center.
Okay.
And down there. And so it now, for you know, Daniel and for Kristen, as you look back, I mean, here you're, you know, high school graduating seniors. And it's also interesting, we always talk about young people as the future of the church, but in some ways that's wrong. I think you have a very important role to play today, specifically as 17, 18, 19-year-olds, and I think you're living that right now. So certainly you are the future, but you have a tremendous role and part to play today, which you are actually doing.
You know, I think that the whole sense of us talking about star graduates, that was a word we came up with because we couldn't figure out what else to call them, you know. For in another generation, you as high school graduates would be going out into the world. I mean, this would possibly be the end of your education. I'm glad to see that you're going on to college. That's so important. But it means you don't have to look for a job for 4 years, you know, or six if you go on to master's. What are you going to do, Dan, what are you going to major in?
I'll be majoring in secondary education and history.
Teacher,
yes.
How about you, Kristen?
Biology.
That's true. So really, who you are as high school graduates, you know what you want to major in going into college. So you're not going to spend the first couple of years trying to figure out a major. Now, again, that could change. All of a sudden get into a class or two in college and say, you know, the Lord may move you into a different direction. I think that's part of it, is to be open to the Spirit and say, Lord, what do you ask of me? And give me the courage to do it. So it could be in teaching, could be in biology, you know, research, or, again, a professor. But somebody always connected back to the faith.
And we're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today, the monthly show focusing on Archdiocesan schools. And this is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sackowitz. We'll be right back after a break. Don't go away.
It's time to register for the annual Archbishop James Patterson Light Conference scheduled for July 6th to the 9th at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Hotel in Chicago.
It's a wonderful conference. It provides a culturally rich atmosphere that includes music, art, and ritual that will help participants enrich worship services in their own parishes.
The conference promotes healthy dialogue involving the African-American community and the Catholic Church. It inspires our youth, both spiritually and culturally, to share their time and talents in fostering Christian values.
And for those of you who want to share the joy of liturgical music, please join us the day before the Light Conference on July 5th for the Father Clarence Rivers Music Institute. Musicians share their gifts and expertise.
Indeed, it's a wonderful experience. So get on board and register. Go to www.lightconference.com. Like it's spelled L-Y-K-E. That's www.lykeconference.com. Get inspired at the Light Conference.
Notre Dame Victory March, I believe, at least if I'm looking at my sheet.
No,
right?
I think it sounds more like the Southern Cal. I think it's Southern Cal. Holy mackerel, don't get into Notre Dame Southern Cal here. Wow. Whoa. That's a rivalry. Makes me want to go out and hit somebody on the gridiron.
I'm looking at my sheet, which says something totally different.
Okay, be the first caller. Name that tune.
Okay, welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith. Anyway, this is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sackowitz, 312-751-1979. That's the music-challenged Tom Sheridan. Anyway, what do you want?
That's pretty good.
Could you have you couldn't have named that one.
No, I couldn't
have. But you could have.
No, I could not have.
You're going to have to learn that one.
Tom, I'm a diehard Notre Dame football fan. I've heard too many Notre Dame Southern Cal games, so with their marching band.
Okay, Dan Lydon, associate principal at St. Viator. What is your favorite school march? And it's the St. Viator?
The St. Viator fight song.
Can you sing it?
I wouldn't want to ruin your program.
Well, then with the police stand by.
Oh, okay. Well, that's some fun here.
I think this is pretty good for a Monday, Tom.
Yeah, this is pretty good, you know?
Dan and Kristen could sing it.
Oh, we might scare away everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, right. Dan, tell us something about St. Viator's regarding service opportunities, because beside being a very strong academic high school, you know, one of the best, there's that whole component of service which sometimes can go unnoticed. So share with us, listeners, the service aspect of St. Viator's.
Yeah, our mission is to provide a strong academic program, but also faith formation is the other part of our program. And to help us do that even better, next year we're instituting a new service requirement, and the students will have to complete 100 hours of Christian service for graduation, which will include a reflection on that. So we really want to make it Christian service integrated into their faith life.
So which means when they enter freshman year, then upon graduation, they will have needed 100
at
hours
least 100,
of service.
Yeah.
Now, give an example, like what's one area of ministry for service? What can they do?
Well, we have a lot of things. Right now, our students are helping out at soup kitchens, Habitat for Humanity programs. We work for Vital Bridges in Elk Grove Village.
But here's the thing. It's not only in the doing, but then they will have an opportunity to reflect upon the doing,
right,
which always then connects back to the Jesus story.
Right.
And the whole sort of thing about Jesus, you know, working with the poor, helping one another.
Right.
It's the Last Supper of the Gospel of John, the washing of the feet.
Well, and that's – our program, I think, will be unique because they will have to do a certain percentage of their hours with the poor or marginalized.
That's marvelous.
And
that's
a certain
terrific
part in their faith community, their parish or whatever Christian community they're part of. And then the other hours could be, you know, for the civic community. So we're going to really monitor that and make sure they really expand their options.
Horizons, yeah.
Well, you know, I'd be remiss, and besides, Susan Burritt, the producer of the Catholic Schools Today, would probably get mad at me after the show if I didn't at least ask you to give some contact information so people who are listening might be wanting to get in touch with you.
Well, our webpage would be www.stviator.com.
And what about a phone number?
I just wanted to say St. Viator is spelled out.
Okay, spell it out. People. Go ahead, yeah.
And our phone number at St. Viator is 847-392-5000. 847-392-4050.
The number once again, Dan.
847-392-4050. And Mr. Bill Sanford is our recruiter, and we encourage young people to spend the day with us. We have shadow days that they can arrange.
Okay. Kristen Cortez, did you get involved in any of the service projects during the years that you were at St. Viator?
Yes, I did. I went down and worked at different soup kitchens for service, and I also was during the summer, I went to Catholic Heart Work Camp for 2 years.
Where?
Catholic Heart Work Camp.
Is that in Wisconsin?
It's in Wisconsin. It's in different locations across the Midwest.
Let me ask this, Kristen. In doing the soup kitchens or the work in Wisconsin, as you reflect upon it, what was the experience like?
It was a really good experience because I was working with different teens, so I got to meet them, and a lot of them were from different backgrounds, and it was cool. There were different age groups, so it was fun meeting them, and we met the residents we worked for. We usually worked on houses and painted houses, so we got to meet the residents and kind of their lifestyle and talk with them, which was just a really great experience because they had a lot of different stories to share, and it was just really great to hear.
How about you, Daniel, in terms of service?
I had a similar experience. Last spring break, I went to Habitat for Humanity with St. Viator. And
where'd you guys go, by the way?
We went down to Tutwiler, Mississippi. And we were finishing two houses, and we were starting a third. And when we finished, actually put the finishing touches on the two houses that week, and it was kind of, we got to experience something unique. We got to see the dedication ceremony. So we had, the families came out, and so it was very cool because they did a little ceremony, and we read some passages from the Bible. But it was very cool to meet the family and to be able to, talk to them and get their kind of their story and be able to, finish their house and be able to present it to them.
Did their homes survive Katrina? Do you know?
I believe they were a little too far north.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, that's a tremendous opportunity, I think, when you can see the work that you're doing. It's not anonymous, you know. It's like serving or like working in a soup kitchen. You're on the line, you know, you're serving on the line, and you're seeing the faces of people. It's not anonymous. It's not dropping a buck into the bucket or whatever. It becomes real, and that'll stay with you.
Tom, let me ask Daniel and Kristen a quick question before we move on to another segment. I spent 7 years or 7 weeks, 7 different years, working at Cranks Creek, Kentucky, one of the second poorest county in the United States, with young people from St. Mary of the Woods when I was an associate pastor. And when I went down there, I said to myself, oh, I'm going to go help these people. And yet each summer when I would come back after the 5 or 6 days, they taught me life lessons. It was we brought to them, but they shared of their life and faith. They so touched my heart in ways that it's even hard to describe. Can you say the same thing, that somehow in working with the poor, but your lives were touched by them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
How so? Real quick.
When we were down there in Mississippi, we had one man who was kind of overseeing, and this guy knew everything there was to know about building houses, and his patience was endless because, you get a group of volunteers, none of us, some people had never touched a saw before, and so they've kind of worked through the volunteers and to get them to, be able to do things, and he just had endless patience to deal with us, so...
So you learn
that's a gift.
Learning patience, not
bad. Yeah, that's a gift.
Definitely.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Catholic Schools Today is our focus, a monthly show about Catholic schools of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're talking with some of the star graduates of, we're going to talk to three different high schools. This has been St. Viator High School for young men and women in Arlington Heights, Kristen Cortese, right?
It's Cortese.
And Daniel Zundel, and joined with the Associate Principal, Daniel Lydon. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're going to take
a break.
It's 9:20 on a Monday morning. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's not too early to register your pre-K children for next fall in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, and a 97% attendance rate. Catholic school students go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Most interment arrangements at the 42 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Patrick Kirkland, that was for you.
Thank you.
Notre Dame. It makes me want to go hit somebody now.
That was really... Greg, nonviolence.
My football days
nonviolence.
Are over.
Keep repeating
I'm in on the
it.
Gridiron.
Anyway, welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today, the monthly focus on Catholic schools of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're talking with very recent Catholic high school graduates, and this is St. Rita of Kaskia High School for Young Men. And I said that Notre Dame fight song was for Patrick Kirkland because he's the class valedictorian. He's sitting here. And you're going where, Pat?
The University of Notre Dame.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, there's
a lot of great colleges and universities.
Yeah, there are. And certainly some people would say that Notre Dame is the best. And some would say that it would... It'll warp your mind, but I won't even get into that. And also, Elliot Bissett, right?
Yes.
Good morning, Elliot. Talk right into the microphone there.
And Elliot's off to the University of Chicago, another phenomenal university. Welcome, both, gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
Shouldn't play football together. No. Anyway, and also joining us is Sally Dinahan, who is St. Rita's Vice President for Academic Affairs. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Fine. Good morning to you,
too. Good morning,
Sally. Good morning. Okay. We have developed now what's the second segment here, the standard questions. Who are you and why are you here? Anyway, no, never mind. That's not the point. You're class valedictorian.
Yes.
Okay, so that answers my question about St. Rita. You actually do valedictorians.
Yes, actually, and both of these young men are co-valedictorians. They share the position of number one in the class. And yes, we do recognize the valedictorian because we feel that we need to recognize excellence in every single area, including academics.
No argument. Some schools have gone away from that, which has made it difficult for us in some ways. But so congratulations to both of you. Great
Thank
point
you.
Average
Thank
that you. You share is
4.73.
Around there.
4.73 on a 4.0 scale, but you took a lot of the accelerated courses, right?
Yes. Correct.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations.
4.73 on a 4.0 scale.
Yes.
Now you know why I never did very good in math.
Well, the thing is, it just tells me that for 4 years, you just academically, I talk about dedication and hard work, And just it's a real salute to both of you and to many of your classmates, I'm sure, who are right up there with you. Now, beside the academic component, what about the area of service? Were you involved at St. Rita's with any service component to the high school?
Yes, for me, I was part of the leadership team of our Knights of Augustine.
Okay, now say more. What is that, Patrick?
It's like a fraternity for kids for service. So we go out in the streets, collect money. We run grade school retreats for the little kids, and then we're in charge of like serving and reading at the masses for the school.
That's wonderful.
Grade school retreats for little kids.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that, because I think that that's we have tried to spend a little time on the faith formation part of their Catholic high schools here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and you know, running retreats for little kids is interesting because it's something that I think when I was in high school would have scared the bejiminis out of me. Tell us about that.
Yeah, each night of Augustine usually gets around 6th to 7th and 8th graders from local Catholic grade
schools. Oh, little
schools.
Kids, yeah. Yes. How long ago was that? Oh, about 4 years when you were?
4 years, yeah. Yes, okay. 4 years.
Okay. It changes quickly, Tom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, how about you, Elliot, involved in the faith formation, the service aspect of St. Rita's?
Involved in service, but not directly at the school for the most part. I volunteered at the Orland Park Library beginning in September or October of my junior year, and I did that every Saturday right until last month for 2 hours every week.
And now doing what at the library?
Odd jobs, inventory, a little bit of reshelving, nothing too difficult. But
things that have to be done.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Sally being the vice president of the
Academic Affairs.
How many years have you been there?
I've been at St. Rita High School for 21 years. I will be beginning my 22nd year this August.
And how many years as the vice president?
As the vice president, I have been, this is my fifth year that I will be the vice president of Academic Affairs. Prior to that, I had been an assistant principal for the 5 years leading into that.
And what about before that?
I began as a math teacher at St. Rita in 1985 and taught 5 full classes of mathematics. I still teach 1 period per day. I teach the advanced placement calculus class, and you are looking at 2 of my former students.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's besides the work as the vice president of academics, you still teach 1 class of
every single
math.
Day, 1 class a day. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this question: what changes have you seen from the day you entered back in 1985 until today? What changes have you seen among young people over 20 years?
Over 20 years, I would say our young people have increased their ability to recognize the need for service, and I'm glad that you mentioned that just a few minutes ago. We do have a service component. In fact, it's a service requirement for graduation at St. Rita, which requires 75 hours of community service, 25 hours in the freshman year, 25 hours in the sophomore year, and 25 more in the junior year. What you're hearing from these two young men is that that impressed upon them so much that they continue that service through the senior year.
Elliot on their own. Still,
absolutely. And Patrick did all of this work with the retreats in the senior year, even though he had completed all 75 hours prior to that.
You know, I think that's interesting, Sally, because I know that when I was in high school, in the dark ages, when the dinosaurs roamed, service was not something that we were encouraged to do. I mean, I don't ever remember it being mentioned. Maybe I was just not listening. That's possible.
I don't think so, because I'm very close to your age, and I do not recall ever having been encouraged other than by my mother, who encouraged me very strongly, but not in the school per se. Perhaps there wasn't a need at that time. As much as we recognize the need right now to develop that in young people, mm-hmm. but it certainly was not required.
Well, certainly altruism is a value that needs to be encouraged, particularly among people of faith. We're going to take a break here on Catholic Community of Faith. It's 9:30, and this is Catholic Schools Today. Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sackowitz. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more with students from St. Rita Kaskia High School for Young Men in Chicago. Don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll play more music for you. Maybe they'll tell me what it's going to be. Notre Dame, again? More Notre Dame, okay.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at CatholicNewWorld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. It's a Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. I lied to you. There was no music to lead into this one. They searched and searched for something from the University of Chicago, Elliot, and couldn't find it.
Well, thank you for trying.
Well, we did.
We tried.
Okay, both of you. Elliot, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure. A teacher, possibly. I'm considering majoring in English, and I might like to teach that.
Good start.
I'd like to major in business and then take it in a sports direction, like work in the front office.
Okay.
Of a baseball team.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit further, Elliot. Let's start with Patrick. How did you end up at St. Viator's?
St. Rita's.
I'm sorry, St. Rita of Kaskia. Whoa, I'm behind the times here.
It was a really easy choice for me because my brother went to St. Rita 4 years before me, graduated valedictorian. So I looked around at the.
Wait, Patrick. Your brother 4 years ago was the class valedictorian. And 4 years later, upon your graduation, you're the class valedictorian.
Yes.
So it kind of runs in the family.
Yes.
Holy
yes.
Mackerel. That's incredible. Congratulations.
Usually the number two kid finds other ways to excel.
So really, when you were coming out of eighth grade, your brother spoke so highly of St. Rita that in your own mind there was no other place to go.
No, I looked at the other schools, but there was really no point. I knew
okay.
I was belonged at St. Rita.
Now, Elliot, your story, how you ended up at St. Rita's when you could have gone to so many other places.
It's, I think, a nice counterpoint to Pat's because when I was in eighth grade, I looked at eight or nine different Catholic schools on the south side of Chicago, and I knew I wanted to go Catholic, but I didn't know where. I didn't know whether I wanted to do all-male or co-ed. And when I came to St. Rita, Pat used the word fraternity to describe his service organization, the Knights of Augustine, and I think it also applies very well to the school as a whole, because when I went there, it was just the most warm and welcoming atmosphere, and I knew that that's where I wanted to go for the next 4 years.
And so that was really when you were coming out of eighth grade, or really at the end of seventh and into eighth grade, you went to all these different high schools, but there was something about Rita's that just you felt at home.
Yeah, a certain family atmosphere that I felt at St. Rita much more strongly than at any other school.
That's wonderful. That's a great compliment to about St. Rita's.
Well, I think Sally Deanahan sitting here is figuring how to get you onto a commercial. Okay. What recruiting efforts does St. Rita use to bring kids like Patrick Kirkland and Elliot Bissett into the school?
Well, first of all, we do have two open houses each year. The first open house is on the first Sunday in November from noon until 3 o'clock. We invite all families to come in, take a tour of the building, and we have five speakers who will discuss all of the very aspects of St. Rita, the academic program, our spiritual program, because we are a Catholic school, the service program, and all of the extracurricular activities that are available to the students, including athletics, student council, scholastic bowl, all of those various activities that are available. In addition, we do host summer camps. We are doing that this summer. Summer camps in virtually every single area that is of interest to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. There are athletic camps. There is a camp for those who are interested in computers. And we have a general camp open to students from 1st through 7th grade, which is what we would call a miscellaneous camp, where they do some work in the gym, they play outside, they take a trip to Notre Dame, interestingly enough, to see the Notre Dame campus, and we also take them into the computer classroom.
Now, is there a phone number, Sally, you can give for our listeners who would be interested in having their son maybe go to the summer camp?
Absolutely. Call the school at 773-925-6600.
That number once again.
773-925-6600.
Is there a website?
There is a website. Our website is www.stritahs.com. All lowercase letters.
Okay. So Patrick Kirkland and Elliot Bissett, you were both co-captains of the Scholastic Bowl team.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Any competition between the two of you?
Friendly.
Yeah. Friendly.
Nothing.
You wouldn't trip him on the way to class so that you get a jump on his on a grade point, would
nah.
you?
Nah.
Okay.
So now, Scholastic Bowl, for you, did that begin freshman year?
Yes.
It did.
Freshman year.
And then how many young men on the team?
Oh, I'd say we had about a 10 seniors and one or two juniors this year on the varsity team.
And now competition would be what? Different high schools?
Different, yeah.
Interscholastic.
The thing is now, when's your season? Is it in the fall? Is it the whole year?
Winter?
Yeah, the official matches run from November until February, and then there's a state tournament at the end of the year in March. So it's you could call it a winter.
When you're on the Scholastic Bowl team, I'm assuming, because I was never on the Scholastic Bowl team, I must have missed that opportunity.
I can understand that.
So can I. There's a lot of pressure, isn't there? I mean, all of a sudden you get the person firing the questions and you're hitting your buzzer, however it works. There's a lot of pressure there.
It's a heated competition just like any of the other activities.
That's wonderful. Sharp
mind. And so this is why we're the sport. I got to ask you, did your brother play sports?
No. I played soccer for 4 years.
Okay. I was just looking for the differences. Usually when there's a follow like that. But sports, you want to go into sports management. You want to be able to tell all those muscle-bound guys what to do, right?
Yeah, I love baseball. It's been my favorite sport since I can remember, so I want to go into that.
Go ahead, Father Greg. Didn't you have something about Pete Rose?
But not right now. that's another time, Tom.
Okay, I thought we'd do it. How about you? Did you play sports, Elliot?
No, I was on, in addition to being on the Scholastic Bowl team, I wrote for the newspaper.
Hey, okay.
And I moved up to assistant editor in senior year, and I really liked that, and that was an outlet for my interest in English and my interest in writing.
Well, I'm glad, but I don't know that University of Chicago has much in the way of a J school.
Yeah, that's all right.
They'll teach you to write, but it'll be very academic. Then you'll have to get back down to real writing at some point. Oh, boy, I'm going to get in trouble with the
University of
Chicago.
What's interesting, Sal, as I look at these two fine young men, is that to me there's a real hope into the future. When I look at the both of you, you're faith-filled, articulate, and somehow you really have this energy as you now move on from high school to college. Elliot and Pat, let me ask you this. Any eighth grade boy graduating their grammar school, going into St. Rita High School, coming to your school, what advice would you give them?
Get involved. The more you stay at the school, the more it becomes your family, and you're going to miss it when you leave because the 4 years fly
okay,
by.
Okay, that's excellent. Elliot?
I would agree. Get involved and put yourself out. Try to meet new people. Try to do new things because the years from 14 to 18 are the formative years when you really grow and learn about yourself and learn about other people.
I think that is
excellent responses.
Wonderful advice for closing the segment on. I think Patrick Kirkland and Elliot Bissett, co-valedictorians at St. Rita of Kaskia High School, thank you very much for being on Catholic Community of the Faith this morning. And Sally Dinahan, great luck as you start your 22nd year.
Thank you.
One of these days you'll graduate too, you know, and we can do that. Thanks very much. You're listening to Tom Sheridan and Father Greg Sackowitz on Catholic Community of Faith. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some students from Our Lady of Tepeyac, and we may have some more music. I have no idea anymore because I can't follow the script. We'll be right back.
Why do we have four Gospels instead of one? How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really
about?
What
do the prophets of ancient Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School of the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Chicago Catholic Scripture School offers a structured curriculum for serious study of the entire Bible at locations throughout Chicagoland. You'll be taught by qualified instructors who are passionate about the Bible, and you'll join other adults to study these foundational texts of our Catholic faith. Find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School by calling the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Catechesis at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the Word.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sackowitz, and this is Catholic Schools Today. And we are celebrating, and that's a good word, I think we're celebrating graduates of Catholic high schools. There are 28,600 students at 42 Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We don't have them all in the studio this morning, but
we have a lot of them, Tom.
We have a lot of them in the studio, and we have representing Our Lady of Tepeyac High School for young women. That's what it says right there. Cicely Saniti, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cicely.
Oh, you're going to have to talk right in and loud.
Good morning.
Patty Esperanza, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patty.
Whose earphones keep falling off. We have Maggie Civic.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're going to have to spin that one.
And Maggie is the Director of Recruitment and Marketing at Our Lady of Tepeyac.
And Joni Thompson, and you definitely are not a student.
No, I'm the principal. Good morning.
But look like one of the students.
Thank you.
Welcome to all of you.
Actually, I thought Maggie was, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, welcome. And how does it feel to be out and free?
Great.
But it starts, Patty, next year you'll be at the bottom of the rung, on the bottom rung again, right?
Yeah.
Well, according to this, Patty, you're off to Marquette University, and Cecily's off to the University of Hawaii. Wow. My brother's a graduate of Marquette University, class of 19. I think it was 81. He tremendous years at Marquette. And, Cecily, what was your involvement over at Our Lady of Tepeyac? Because you have a tremendous high school career.
Starting out freshman year, I was really into sports a lot, and then Mrs. Thompson, freshman year, had me go recruiting at different grammar schools, and it was really good because I was kind of nervous when I came to Tepeyac, not really talkative, but she had me talk to the students about their high school careers, and since then, every single year, I've just been, I was head of the public relations team, so I'm really talkative. So.
Yeah, you're not shy.
No.
And Patty, what was your involvement over at Lady Tepeyac?
I also did a couple sports. I did basketball and softball, and I also did recruiting. I was a student ambassador, did recruiting, open houses, and stuff like that.
Okay, and you're going to one of the best colleges for journalism, and you're going to major in chemistry. what do I have to do to get people interested in journalism around here? Chemistry, why? What do you want to be?
I'm going to try to do the pre-med program.
Doctor?
Yes.
Very good. That's wonderful.
Thank
That's
you.
Tremendous.
Need doctors,
we
especially
need great doctors.
Especially women, because it adds a certain sensitivity that too many men lack. And how about you, Cicely? I know you're not going to major in basket weaving. And there's a joke there. You know, when I was going to college, briefly I considered the University of Hawaii because it had such a reputation for, you know, basket weaving, advanced basket weaving, and surfing, you know. But I never did do that, but it's been a joke forever. Why the University of Hawaii? Why not? But okay.
They have a really good marine biology program. So, and they already—
That would make sense, sure.
Yeah. And they already sent me a schedule of what I'll be doing my freshman year. So it's a lot of chemistry and calculus and a lot of math and science.
Okay, so for both of you coming out of Our Lady of Tepeyac, you know, I greeted you and said, how did it feel to be out? But you both have 6 to 8 more years at least of education ahead of you. You know, I think that, you really get these guys going, don't you?
Well, we do require 4 years. We require 4 years of math and science at Our Lady of Tepeyac, and Patty and Cicely were a part of the first AP calculus class that we were able to offer. So maybe they were very interested in science and obviously very strong in science.
Joni,
and math.
How long have you been principal at Our Lady of Tepeyac?
3 years, and before that I was assistant principal for 12 years.
And then Maggie, your role is marketing and?
Recruiting, yes, and I just started actually in the end of February.
Now, where did you graduate high school from?
I graduated from Mother Macaulay.
Okay, because you look about 16 years old.
Well, thank you.
Amazing. Yes. I thought you were one of the students walking in. Undergrad, yeah?
Yeah, no, I graduated Macaulay in 1993, so it's been a while since I've been a student in high school. So.
Now, the fact that you are involved with recruiting, and you bring like Cicely and Patty along with you and other young women like them, what are you saying to the girls in the classroom about Our Lady of Tepeyac? Why should they come?
It offers the girls the opportunity to be educated. Not only, you know, we offer a very strong college preparatory curriculum, but we also educate the women, you know, as a whole in the Catholic. We give them a strong Catholic education as well. We educate the whole woman, and we think we offer them a great intimate environment to really become close with each other and close with. The faculty and the staff.
What is the enrollment at Our Lady of Tepeyac, the high school?
Right now we have
About
185, 200, I think. Mm-hmm.
So really, for Patty and for Cicely, it's an opportunity to truly get to know all your classmates.
Yes,
definitely.
So a sense of family and camaraderie and you know, sense of being at home.
Yes, definitely.
Tepeyac and talk about, in the academic setting, must be tremendous. Almost one-on-one with faculty,
yeah.
Where they get to know you by name.
You're
not a number.
No.
Wow, that's tremendous.
When I was in high school, they knew me by name, but it wasn't fun.
In disciplinarian's office. Tom, good to see you again.
It wasn't fun, yes. Walking jug, I think, was something that I became. They knew me by name, yes. Okay, one of the things that you mentioned something, Maggie, about faith formation, and I'm going to ask Joni about that a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the efforts that go into faith formation for students at Our Lady of Tepeyac.
Well, for the last few years, we've done a senior service project where the seniors go out into the community for one semester. They go out 4 days out of 5. They volunteer at social service agencies, grade schools, health clinics. Patty and Cicely were a part of the second group that went. Cicely went to a not-for-profit community organization called the Little Village Community Development Corporation. And Patty tutored at our grade school, which is a part of our campus, Our Lady of Tepeyac grade school. She helped in the after-school program. That's really important to us because we feel that our girls, after 3 years of taking religion in a classroom, need to go out and really show what their faith is all about. And then they meet one day a week on Wednesdays in a seminar-type setting, and they talk about the practice of their faith in community service and do a lot of reflection. They also make great connections in doing their service because Cicely's going to work for a law firm this summer as a result of her community service at the Little Village Community Development Corporation, and Patty's going to return to a bank this summer in connection to something she did last summer through the Chicago Summer Business Institute.
A law firm. Well, that's about as far from marine biology as you can get. Unless you're talking
they pay
about...
Well. They pay
there.
Well.
Anyway, yeah. We're going to take a break at Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sakowitz, and we're talking with... staff and graduates of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School as part of Catholic Schools Today. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. 3 days of practical suggestions on how to get your parishioners involved in creating a culture of evangelization in your parish. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Friday to Sunday, July 21st to 23rd at Old St. Mary's Parish, 1500 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Call 312-751-5353 for more information. That's 312-751-5353. The Chicago Institute of Evangelization. Learn to bring your parish to life.
And we're back. It's 9:52 on a Monday morning in Chicago. This is Tom Sheridan with Father Greg Sakowitz at Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Radio Live in Chicago and for Chicago on Relevant Radio 820 AM. This is Catholic Schools Today, and we have a studio full of guests from Our Lady of Tepeyac High School, Cicely Saniti, Patty Esperanza, two graduates, Maggie Civic, who is the Director of Marketing and Recruitment, and last but not least, Joni Thompson, who is the Principal. Yes.
And maybe a question for Cicely and for Patty. When you were coming out of eighth grade, you had all these choices of different high schools. Why did you choose Our Lady of Tepeyac? Cicely?
I chose Our Lady of Tepeyac, actually, back in seventh grade. There was a high school recruitment day, and they came, and I really liked the fact that the school was so small, and I wouldn't be known by a number but by my name. So then eighth grade, unfortunately, I wasn't there that day to see them, but I went there my freshman year. But another reason why I went is because all my friends were going other schools, and I wanted something different. I wanted to be the only person going to one high school.
Now, that's very unusual. A lot of times an eighth grade graduate may choose a school because all my friends are going there. You were the exact opposite.
Yeah, I didn't want to be with any of my friends from grammar school. I wanted something new.
Nonconformist.
Wow, that's interesting. How about you, Patty?
I chose Tepeyac maybe in seventh grade also, but for different reasons. My mother attended Tepeyac before it was named St. Casimir.
So your mother went there, so now mother-daughter.
Yeah, and my older sister went. We graduated the same year. She graduated high school, and I graduated eighth grade the same year. So I knew that I wanted to go to Tepeyac.
Okay. And
family.
No regrets after 4 years, huh?
No.
So then you really knew early that you wanted Our Lady of Tepeyac.
Yes.
Because your mom had gone there, but under a different name, but the same thing, Our Lady of Tepeyac.
Yes.
Same school. That's wonderful.
Okay. Joni Thompson, principal, you've got any number of programs to encourage future students like Cicely and Patty to come to Our Lady of Tepeyac. What do you got planned?
Well, we have some summer programs. We have an enrichment program for incoming freshwomen where they improve their reading skills and their writing skills and their math skills. We also offer an art camp and a computer camp for children in the neighborhood, particularly children from the various Catholic parishes. Pilsen Little Village has a number of parishes, 9 in total, so we offer an art camp and a computer camp. And also, as Patty and Cicely had spoken earlier, We want to take our girls with us when we go to visit all of the Catholic grade schools because Cecily and Patty know so much more about the school. Our audience cares more about their viewpoint. They're the ones who participated in sports and academic competitions, science fairs, things like that. So it's really good that we can take our girls with us because they represent Tepeyac the best.
Joanie, the question I have is, does Our Lady of Tepeyac connect directly with the Catholic parishes in the Pilsen area?
Yes, we do.
How so?
Well, we go into all of those Catholic parishes and provide service. We also go and visit the CCD classrooms to expose them to the possibility of single gender in Little Village. And we also work closely with the principals and the other teachers in terms of wanting to expose their girls to some of our opportunities.
Okay, telephone number, contact information, website, carrier pigeon address. How can people reach you?
I'll start with the phone number. The phone number is 773-522-0023.
That number once again.
773-522-0023, and the web page site is ourladyoftepeyac.org.
And, of course, the person that they want to contact is Maggie Civic. Are you sitting there by the telephone waiting for all this to happen?
Of course, yes.
Good.
We always love hearing from, you know, students who are interested to come visit the school. You know, we're always open during the summer if anyone wants to come by, take a look around the school. And we actually had a successful shadow day last month for 7th grade girls.
Scholarships via family?
We offer financial aid for any student and their family who needs it. And we have some scholarships available also.
In the last few minutes, I'd like to ask Cecily and Patty a question that I asked of the gentleman from the last high school. Incoming freshmen, young women into Our Lady of Tepeyac, what advice would you give a young woman entering as a freshman at Lady of Tepeyac as she begins her high school career, as you're now leaving? What would you want to say to her?
In about 30 seconds.
I would tell her to be open. Don't, you know, be open to people. Talk to people because Our Lady of Tepeyac is just that small where you can't connect with girls your age.
How about you, Patty? What advice?
I would say work hard from the beginning so that it's easier at the end, definitely.
Okay, that's good advice.
Patty, you were very involved in sports, and that's a good entree for a lot of kids. Volleyball, softball, basketball, very good, right?
Yes.
And Cecily, you were in sports or not?
Yes, I was in all three.
Oh, you
same
were
thing.
All three, too. Very good.
Excellent. I
mean, any competition between the two of you?
No. So half the time, we were the only seniors on the team. It was just me and her.
It's tough in basketball, 5-2.
Yeah.
You guys must be very fast. Wow.
Surfboarding and University of Hawaii, right?
No.
No, I think it's a wonderful way to observe marine life, usually from the bottom.
Cecily can't swim.
All right, well, this has been a fascinating hour this morning because it's an opportunity to make me feel old and really overwhelmed by the brilliance, and I do mean that, of not just you girls but of all the students that we've had here this morning. I look back at my own self in that age, and I'm saying, boy, were you a... I can't even think what I was. It wasn't very nice.
But the years go by fast. They
yes.
really do, the high school
yes.
years. And yes. Maybe in about 15 seconds, Joanie, what is a shadow day? Yeah, very shortly, what's a shadow day?
A shadow day is a glimpse of what a day in high school is all about. You're coupled with another student, and you go to classes, and you hang out at lunchtime. You see what the hallways are like, and you just get a taste of Tepeyac.
And you eat food at the cafeteria, too.
Yes, the great food in the cafeteria.
Anyway, okay, this has been a great day. Cecily Sinitti, thank you. Patty Esperanza,
thank you very much.
Maggie Civic and Joanie Thompson representing Our Lady of Tepeyac, thank you very much. And thanks for all of the students who have been here today, giving us a glimpse of what not only the future, but as you said, Father Greg, the present.
And thank you also to Tom Sheridan, to our listeners, and special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Fernandez, and our producer, Susan Berg, with help by Jim Dish, and also great assistance by Katie Berry. To our listeners, God bless. Great week.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.